Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Drama.
Yes.
That's all you got?
I don't know.
All right. And of course, we want you to holler at us. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And of course, as always, I understand that some of y'all got a little trepidation, a little scared, a little nervous about calling in. So if you want, you can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. As always, Miss Drama is always looking forward to all the male thong shots being sent to her.
Yeah.
Anyway. You can look me up on Twitter too, Smooth Drama, if you want. If you say something stupid, I'm going to diss you. And speaking of dissing, crazy things that people do. Starting off with Pete Carroll.
The name again?
Pete Carroll,
okay.
Coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Passing the ball on the yard line, inside the 1 yard line. When you got the hardest running back in the league on your squad.
Shout out. I wonder how much it costs for him to do that.
All I know is no Super Bowl rings, no talk of a dynasty, no commercials, a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, he had the nerve to be mad in the press conference. Like, that was a good call. We made that call, and normally it's like, dude, everybody is in agreement but you that was a stupid call.
Because it was dumb. I mean, I'm like not sports inclined or whatever, and I mean, that was so dumb.
Yeah. Once again, the hardest running back in the league.
Yeah.
Running the other team over. Just got 4 yards to play before the other team is looking like, oh, shit, they're about to get the ball again. The game's over. They had that look in their eye until they decided to pass, and they're like, oh, they're going to pass. Yes. Anyway.
They just dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm saying that he probably took a payoff.
He's already rich, so if he took a payoff, you stupid.
But, yeah, you can be rich.
I mean,
but you can never be too rich.
Well, I guess that's that Pete Rose thing. You bet against your team.
Anyway. Yeah, if they paying you enough, the New England. I mean, look. So listen, the other team was right. The New England Patriots, right? They long ass name. That's who it was, right?
Well, you know.
Hold on. That's who it was, right? Yeah.
That's who it was.
So they already cheated to get there.
Right.
You think they wouldn't pay this man an exorbitant amount of money to go all the way?
So that.
Yes, they're going to do that. It is the National Football League. This bullshit.
That's your.
It's the game they want to play. The real game is not played on the field.
Okay. Well, let me say this. One, I want to congratulate you. Well, hold on. Before we get into this, we got a call.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, I was just trying to hear what you guys were talking about. I had a little technical difficulties, but it sounded like you guys talking about that atrocity called Super Bowl.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so what we'll do, caller, we'll put you back on mute, and we'll keep going, all right? Thank you for the call. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was making a very, very good point. And you were going to point that out, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, basically, last week you said cheaters prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaters win.
Yeah, and I knew they were going to win. So. Because they're willing to do anything. You know, I learned that at a young age. My mama taught me that.
All right. Well, I bow down to you and your mother's infinite wisdom.
Oh, yeah. It's still coming.
All right. Well, we're going to move on because there are some other things that crazy people do. Like, I will say that I'm proud of this. I'm not proud of it. But I am proud of it because I say when I first started the show about 5 years ago, six years ago, something like that, I said that there was going to be a python issue in Florida. I've talked about it over, any longtime listeners will tell you, I've talked about it over and over and over again that they were going to have an issue. And now the Florida wildlife officials have come out and they have civilian python patrols to contend with their overabundance of pythons because, you know, the stupid people in Florida have pythons and pets.
And so,
yeah, you know, they kind of get big, like 20, 30 feet. So these fools, once they got too big, would just like let them loose in the swamp. And pythons have like 100 eggs per sitting. Yeah, they weren't meant to be in the swamp, so they kind of like messing up the ecological. You remember that, the whole ecosystem that you was taught in fifth grade? Well, thanks to the smart people down in Florida, the ecosystem is kind of messed up because of pythons.
That's so because people been just letting them go.
Yeah.
Out in the wild.
Well, the fact that you had a python, I mean, because, I'm sorry, snakes are not like pets. You can't play with them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everything they do, I mean, can you really trust the snake in your house free?
You can trust it to get the rodents.
Yeah, but if they not getting rodents, then you may end up waking up with them around your throat. I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, it's I get what you're saying, but that's how people get them. It's cool to watch them like eat. Oh, mice!
I know you didn't just say it's cool to watch them eat mice.
Yeah, they eat it whole and swallow it.
That's one of your pastimes.
Never, but I've seen it done, and I know it's cool. It's cool to watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. You know.
I'm a pass on that one because I've never thought that watching the snake eat anything was like, that's cool.
The way it eats and how it jaws opens up to fit whatever it is in its mouth and it swallows it whole. You know that you can do that.
Okay, that sounds like pornographic. We gonna.
No, it didn't. It really did not.
All right. We going to stay in Florida because you didn't took it there to hold anyway. In Florida, there was a big splash for a documentary, a sex documentary. Not involving humans, though.
Okay.
Man on Dolphin Sex Documentary.
Never. Man and Dolphin?
Yeah.
Dolphins have a hole?
Yeah. It was this guy named Brenner, who is 63 now. When he was 18 years old, he met Dolly at the dolphin show of the now defunct Florida Land.
And Dolly?
Dolly.
Dolly the Dolphin?
Dolly the Dolphin.
Aw, he's sick as fuck. That's...
And he speaks of his time with as if it was a romance and not bestiality.
That is definitely bestiality.
Yeah, he says, at first I discouraged her. I wasn't interested. And after some
time.
And after some time, I thought, this is a woman. Why?
But you know, they say the dolphins can, like, telecommunicate or something like that.
Well, he says there's something quite transcendental about making love with the dolphin.
Gross as fuck.
Yeah.
That's so nasty.
And he says she would thrust herself against me. Yeah.
This people.
Yeah, in the field.
Just because they have a lot of money or just because they have a couple of degrees or something does not mean that they are not psychopaths. Like, that is fucking crazy to me. Like, ugh. I just really want to go back.
Got it.
I need to go back to the old days to where people kept this shit in the closet and didn't fuck my day up with it.
Okay, now you was all thrilled and happy when you was talking about snake swallowing mice, but now, man.
That is a natural part of life. A man having sex with a dolphin is not.
He says it's transcendental.
Okay, transcendental sounds like something that a lunatic would say.
Hey, he did a film on it.
He did a film on it. That's what I'm saying, because people have this money behind them and then this idiotic idea, it's okay. What's the film called?
I hope
you don't know. Yeah, let's not even say it.
Because I just saw that he did a film, a documentary, and he showed it at a film festival.
See, they let you do anything. This world is really crazy right now.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Not quite as crazy as one more thing that crazy people do. Warren Sapp. I don't know if you heard. Former ex-football player, Hall of Famer, Warren Sapp soliciting the prostitute.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
After the what to call it?
Tricking. It's like.
It ain't tricking if you got it. And they said.
But see, I'm of the opinion. If you got it, you don't have to the prostitute. I mean, you Warren Sapp. You supposed, hey, I'm Warren Sapp.
But that's what I'm saying. You Warren Sapp. You're busy. You got to get to know people. You got to know if this person is really there for you. With that COD, you know what it is.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just saying that life like that, yeah. Money, you know, really, you know.
And then
I heard that it was, they had an altercation because they got into a physical fight over money. Like,
well,
it sounded like you weren't trying to pay him.
Right. I mean, look, here's my opinion. I'm sorry, you say it's not tricking, but I'm saying it's tricking because I just, on GP, you should be able to talk to a woman and say, hey, you know, you would like to have sexual relations.
You cannot just go up to someone and fucking say that. Where can you go do that at?
He's a pro football player. He's at the Super Bowl. Everybody knows who he is. They're called groupies.
Everybody not going to go for that. And then, you know what I'm saying? You have to be worried about them groupies calling rape.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to get a check these days. That prostitute, just give her little, you know what I'm saying? What she do, she going to go on about her way. Everybody else trying to get a check.
Well, I'm just going to say this. It don't seemed like it worked out all that well for him.
Oh, yeah, this time it really did not.
Yeah, so he lost his job. And you know, I'm guessing that his life won't probably be the same. I mean, because your kids see the headline, my daddy's tricking.
chicken.
No.
It's not chicken when you have it.
It's tricking.
It's only tricking if you're, you know what I'm saying, if there's your rent and you tricked it off.
Oh.
If you just got that sitting around, you might as well bless somebody.
Okay. I'm saying he's tricking. We will agree to disagree.
No. No. You're just not understanding.
I'm not understanding tricking. Right. Because my mind can't comprehend.
Think of it as like Santa Claus.
Okay. But I don't think Santa Claus would have to pay for it.
Santa Claus is the one bringing the gift.
Right. Exactly.
Think about it.
I already thought about it. That's how I see it. I'm bringing the gift.
We're going to go to break.
Right. I'm bringing you with the gift. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, we had a rapper die. I think you know. Well, if you don't know, it's a local Oakland rapper, the Jacka. He's gone. And we just going to give a shout out to him. This is Nas. Just a moment.
That's for my niggas doing years in confinement, and for my soldiers that passed over, no longer living, that couldn't run whenever the reaper came to get them. Can we please pour out some liquor? Symbolizing this, take your time and to consider that. Though our thugs ain't here, the love is here, and we gon' rap, steal, slug, kill us here. This for my dog, stuck in the show, trying to gain, smoking trauma, stick around while selling cocaine, trapped in the game, not knowing how to stop and get by. Just living it live, someone say they live it to die. Can we please have a moment of peace? For every G that fell for a flag in the streets, blood in the thugging, poking and Logan, gripping and creeping, Latin and kinking, or just for war, right to teach. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of all nights we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still know I'm wild, wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of all nights we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still know I'm wild, wishing y'all were home. And can we have another moment of silence? Brothers who die from black on black violence, from here to the dark continent where rebels sell diamonds to clients all through the world, got little black girls dying. And can we please pour some more liquor? For Will, Mokeem, Ball, Pappy, my niggas, here's another warrior song from Nasty and Kwan. It's to him I pass the baton, the cavity song. Streets disciples, salute to those who gone with bullets. And I promise to rhyme and Kwan, correct this life to the fullest. And can we please have a moment of truth? For soldiers and troops away with helmets and boots, and families back home that pray they make it home safe, hoping they don't get hit by a stray or missiles. This is just a moment to let y'all all know that we miss you, mommy. I'm still here, wishing I was there with you.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes.
But Pac, Biggie, and Perkins to us, they live on. Jim, Master J, Freaky, Ty, and Aaliyah. Big L and Left Eye, when we die, we hope to see you. Can we please have a moment for children who got raped and murdered or trapped in the system, who never knew their father, never learned his dream, but was taught about drug dealers, killers, and crack fiends. For single mothers that's forced to play mom and dad, busting the ass to give a kid shit she never had. For my niggas in the pen, hoping rhymes to get them signed, so when released, they can say bye to a life of crime. For every mother that held his son in the street bleeding, crying the song of sorrow too dark and deep for speaking. Just a moment outside the day-to-day struggle, to let the ones we really care about know that we love them.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life
My lovely co-host, Miss Drama. That was nice. Just a moment. Giving a shout out a moment to fallen rapper. Another brother gone in the street over something senseless. Cause I'm
way too soon.
Yeah. It didn't even have to happen.
No. It's an ugly situation.
And I'm like, you know, and we were talking earlier. Off air, and I'm like, where the Black Lives Matter people? Because, I mean, I think it's, and I won't say this wrong, but I think it's disingenuous where we're all up in arms when it comes to police and people of other color killing black folks, but we're not up in arms when black folks kill black folks. I mean,
actually, you know. In all seriousness, it was the black people were saying Black Lives Matter. They were posting it. You know, you heard it everywhere. But the people that were actually out there was actually white.
Yeah.
There was actually every other nationality but black, the people that were protesting. So this makes perfect sense for it only to be the people, you know, that love him out there just for him, not because Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, but I'm saying it should matter on all accounts. I mean,
it should, but like I said, it didn't matter enough for them to go out there and protest. They were just saying it. It's just a screenshot. It's something you just don't get some likes, you know, a share or some shit.
Yeah. Likes and shares. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we not going to dwell on that because, actually, I wanted to ask you a very, very personal, but it ain't personal, but I was going to ask you a question.
You're not about to propose, are you?
No.
Okay, because I can't handle it.
Actually, it's actually something historical.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
In the UK, what you know about threesomes in the UK?
In the UK, I don't know.
Yeah, well, actually, it's the first country to introduce laws that's going to allow the creation of babies from three people.
How do you do that?
Yeah, I guess you're going to add, I guess you just combine eggs from the two women and fertilize it with the sperm of a donor.
But you can do it the natural way?
Well, I guess it's a couple. Sharon Bernardi, who had a son who died last year at 21 from mitochondria. And I guess she wants to use his egg along with
hers. It's weird because there's going to be two eggs that fertilize with sperm, and they're going to create an embryo from that, from the intended parents, and another from the donors.
So they don't know which one of the eggs is going to actually get fertilized?
Well, I mean, it sounds like cloning, but, you know, far be it from me to put that out there.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and this embryo that's created by adding the parent's pronuclei to the donor embryo, and then that's implanted into the womb.
Hmm. Oh, that's a test tube, baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's saying eggs from the mother with the damaged mitochondria and the donor with healthy mitochondria are collected, and then that genetic material is removed from both eggs, and the mother's genetic material is inserted into the donor egg, which can be fertilized by sperm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, ugh.
I'm just saying, you know, adopt. It can happen.
They making science.
Yeah, as you say, test tube baby. Clone it, whichever one you want to call it. That's kind of what it is.
Oh, no, that is what it is.
Threesome in the house. But not the, I guess, not the fun one.
It sounds like so much.
Yeah.
To go through.
Yep. But that's how some people are. They, you know, they got their heart set on a certain thing. And, I mean, It's basically, it's a scientific thing, because now cloning is legal. Basically.
I mean,
because they're going to say that, oh, yeah, well, we got this egg, and we fertilized this egg, and we implanted it in the womb of a woman. That's what they're going to say about every clone now.
But a clone is like a match of something already. It's not an egg. It don't start all over. I mean, it start all over because...
Well, yeah, you're going to have the egg and you're going to fertilize it with sperm. And grow it.
The way you just said sperm. Oh, man.
Hey, you started this because you...
No, I didn't.
You was way too descriptive about that snake in mouth. Way?
No.
All right.
No.
Anyway. I'm walk away from it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just...
I'm walking away. I'm walking away.
Hmm.
I'm going to jump into revenge porn sites.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. The dude was convicted of extortion. Got he faces up to 20 years in prison.
That's what he get.
Being convicted on 27 charges because I guess he was running a site where people who were mad at their exes could put up the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wanted to get it taken off, they had to pay like $350.
Damn, that is extortion. He's tripping.
Hey.
Dang, I bet he made some money. I bet I'm on there.
All right. So, everybody, if you want to see Miss Drama,
check me out.
ChangeMyReputation.com.
You know how angry exes are, though.
Yeah, I mean, but see, that's some suckers. I'm sorry. If you break up, it don't work out. Just, I mean, all that extra.
Damn. Hey, I agree with you.
I'm not feeling that. I mean, it's like, it's one of them things. Like, if at the time you were blessed to receive those blessings, as you call it.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yeah, you should just
hey, that's a memory. Every now and again, you're feeling sad, you can just go on your computer, click on the picture, and just, oh, I missed that.
You know?
And there you go. Beat one off, and you're done.
Ew.
What?
Something like that.
But that's what happened.
I mean, some things are better left unsaid.
That should have been it. That should have been the first. It shouldn't get to a revenge porn website, and this fool is like, oh yeah, well, I didn't post it. It's the users who posted it. But you making money off of the folks trying to get, you know, they don't want to see their pictures. I mean, it's a two. I mean, because I'm like, once again, if you, I mean, you send them pictures out. I mean, we know them pictures get sent out, and there's folks on the other end who ain't quite as a gang. I mean, that's basically snitching online. I mean, that online snitching, you just, you know, look, see, she sent me the picture. She don't want to be with me. Look at her. It's sucker. I mean, you're a blow pop.
Yeah, basically. What you said.
Kind of horrible. It's another one of those things I don't understand. Like, I don't understand tricking. I don't understand blow pop-ism.
I don't even know. Tricking, we need to take. That means when the clown trick you or something. Trick you. I mean, you get fooled.
Okay.
Not in the way that you want it to mean.
I know.
That's a made-up term.
But you know, that's why we call it a difference of opinion.
I'm going to help you understand it one day.
Yeah, I know. One miraculous day.
One day you're going to say, Miss Drama, I get what you were saying.
Probably.
And, yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, one day soon.
But good luck with that. But, I mean, since we are talking about fooling folks, I feel like using big words, the duplicity.
Ooh. Red light.
Yeah, you know Robin Williams' family is fighting over his estate.
I might have heard something about that.
Yeah, the widow and the children going to court in a dispute over his estate. Because in the papers that was filed in December, his wife accused the children of taking items without her permission. And she said that the kids are saying that she's trying to change their trust agreement because the dispute involved like items he kept at two homes and in storage. She's requested that the contents of the home she shared with her husband be excluded from the memorabilia and other items her husband said his children should have. You know, basically he's dead. I want it because I can sell it and make a whole lot of money.
That's crazy. When it's a situation like that with a step parent and the kids, first string kids, it's hard. It's really hard. And he should have prepared a little bit better for this shit.
Well, I mean, obviously he wasn't of sound mind, but didn't he do suicide?
Mhm.
Yeah, so he wasn't. I don't think he was like mentally right. So to expect him to like get it right, no, I can't see it. I mean, he sounded like he was trying to like take care of it, like the kids can have this and you can have this, but you know she's like, nah, this stuff that's in this house is all mine. Y'all can't have it.
Yeah, that was in that one house that they shared together. I'm sure he had more houses. And then, you know, they might just be doing that to get at her. You know, it could be a number of things. But it's crazy when it's stepkids. Like, I mean, stepmom.
Well, I just see it where
I mean, you know, your parents die. That whole fighting over stuff, you know, it's like, I don't get it. I mean, because at that point, I mean, we talking about the memories, but I guess, you know, that's the whole, he's rich. So he was rich. And, you know, family trying to get what they can get. That's that pettiness. I can't be involved in nothing like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the stepmom is being petty. Like, you know, that was their dad. That man brought them into the world. So for them to want to go to that house and take their toys, take his Oscar and shit like that, they grew up around that shit. That bitch, she just slid in. She should let them do what the fuck they want to do.
You said she slid in?
I mean, you know, she's second string. She not that first string.
First string
deserve respect and down. Second string, you never know why they're really there. And it sounds like, you know what I'm saying, the stepmom is being petty to me. And I'm just saying, I'm a thoughtful person in a situation like that. These kids just lost their daddy in a horrible way. Bitch, you want to go fight over this Oscar that he earned? You know what I mean? That belongs to them.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
I see.
Nigga, my daddy died. Oh, my God. And somebody trying to stop me from getting something, that's crazy. It's going to get real life.
Yeah, I will make sure I hold you back so you don't go to jail.
Oh, it's not going to be none of that. Oh, I'm going. Shit, if they catch me, I am going.
All righty, then.
I will go to jail for what I believe in. Well, would you?
Okay, well.
Would you?
Of course. I mean, I ain't going to say nothing on the air that's going to get me indicted. I'm just going to say that I have my beliefs, and there are certain things that I could not let go. I'll just say that.
Yeah, say that.
Yeah. And if I do plan on doing that, what we'll have to do, Ms. Drama, is we have to go to the Netherlands. Because in the Netherlands, there's a store that, you know, they have bulletproof clothes. So we can go stock up. They got leather jackets. Ties, you know, shirts, vests, just normal outfits, and they're all bulletproof.
That sounds nice, but
so,
not that you need it.
You never know. I mean, you already talking about, hey, something happened, and I got to go. I mean, because, you know, somebody else might be thinking, well, hey, I wanted to. They shoot that shot at you. It's like, pow, ha, you ain't know I got that bulletproof bra on. Nah, I gotta thrash you. Unless they do the headshot and then boom. Unless you got that bulletproof headband on.
They better have something for your head.
I agree. We need bulletproof hats. I don't see anything that says anything about bulletproof hats, but they have all kinds of goodies here. And
what?
It only costs $2,700.
Okay. I mean, well, you got to pay for your safety, your life.
Right. So,
I ain't mad at him.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him either. So you let me know. We go to the Netherlands, we make it happen. We come back, like, yeah.
I'm going to have to pick somewhere else where they don't extradite because the Netherlands don't sound too good to me. What about New Zealand? New Zealand is beautiful.
Yeah, but the store is in the Netherlands.
I know they got shipping. Everybody on the internet.
You know, so you gonna send your money to the Netherlands and have them ship it to you?
I mean, you know, money talks. And then my mom, if I'm over there, I got it. If I'm on the run, I got it.
You talking about being on the run now?
This is a hypothetical thing, I thought.
I see that.
I thought we were just talking.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we hypothetical like a mug.
This would never happen in real life.
Yeah, but you got like real thoughts and opinions. Like, oh yeah, you know, because I'm on the run. I had to get it shipped. Yeah.
I watch. I almost got away with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I know not to cross you because you can like get away with.
Please
it.
Don't.
Okay.
They will find you stankin'.
Are you going to tie me up and make me use the bathroom?
Oh, see? There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I think we might need a break now.
You think so?
Yeah. You know?
Might be rushing it.
I might be rushing it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I won't rush it then. I will talk about something else I found disturbing. That there was a guy who sued the NFL for $88 billion after the Dez Bryant catch was overturned. He was in jail, though, so I can see how he was trying to get a little extra change.
I don't get it. What did he?
He sued the NFL for $88 billion.
How?
Because football game, Dallas. Dallas was playing against Green Bay, and a touchdown was overturned by replay, and I guess he lost money or whatnot and was like, I'm suing the NFL for cheating, whatever.
I don't get it, really. How can you sue the NFL for cheating?
Because he thought it in his heart. That's what happened, so.
Oh, not in his heart.
His heart and soul. He was like, yeah, $88 billion. Y'all overturned that catch. It's wrong.
No. And then where he get a lawyer to do all this? Like, he use the same lawyer?
Man, you know that you can, they all kinds of stuff. I mean, you remember the woman who won against McDonald's because her coffee was too hot?
That's real.
Yeah, but coffee was hot. When you order hot coffee, it's hot.
But hot and scalding hot is two different things. You should be able to spill some hot coffee on you and not get a scalding burn. Like,
okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's hot coffee. If you order hot coffee and you expect it not to be hot, then there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So, is there a word called scalding?
Yeah, there is.
Right.
You let it sit. I mean, when I make hot.
Right, that's what I'm saying. No, you let it boil.
Right.
You let it in a cauldron. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
But I have a tea maker. It gets scalding hot.
We'll talk about this tea maker later, but go ahead.
I'm saying I pour it out and I let it cool down a little bit.
Because there's
some common sense to that.
Exactly.
I shouldn't be able to sue because I was dumb.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
If your coffee is scalding hot, there is a problem. Your coffee should not be scalding hot. It should not be hot enough to give you severe burns. If it is, it's negligence in place.
So they'll sue me for lukewarm coffee because my coffee wasn't hot enough.
If it injures someone.
See, now.
Did anyone get injured?
See, now we need a break.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah. Woo, this is brand new here. Who can get busy like this, man?
We're ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's time, 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 time. $1 million, $1 million. Once again, I've been cleaning up with the grand pool. do that. Them say who can get busy like this man. And if them search the whole land, them not find a man. Uber is the one to make him fly, girls have a
like this man. And speaking of getting busy, what you know about Arkansas?
Oh, that's right there by where I, you know, originated from.
That's right there by where you originated from?
Right there.
Right in that area?
Border. You hear me? Border.
All right, well, did you know that Arkansas held a very dubious record. They distinction where they celebrated not only Martin Luther King Jr., but Robert E. Lee, the leader of the Confederate Army, on the same day.
The motherfuckers.
Yeah. They had two legislators who said, yeah, it's inappropriate to honor Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert E. Lee, which was a decades-old tradition in Arkansas. Yep. On the third Monday of January, like everybody else, it was Robert E. Lee Day in Arkansas.
That's crazy.
Yep.
The devil is a lie.
Yeah, they said, and I will quote, Representative Nate Bell, Republican, said that while he has absolute and total respect for Lee and that his own daughter attended Washington and Lee University in Virginia, honoring both men together highlights racial divides.
Like, you know, and that's just retarded.
Just a little bit. But,
you know, a lot retarded.
Well, I mean, it kind of highlights how this country works as far as bills go. I mean, in order for you to get a bill to pass, you have they normally add something retarded on there, as they would call it, pork. And in Arkansas, it's quite clear that Martin Luther King Jr. Day was not going to pass unless they added Robert E. Lee as a writer.
Damn, that's what I had to get her done.
That's kind of what happened.
That is wild.
Shout out to Arkansas.
Shout out. You hear me?
Y'all the ones. You know, nobody can do it like Arkansas.
Y'all did that. But at least they did get it passed. So you have to recognize Martin Luther King. You know.
I mean, but you know, it's like they throwing it up for Martin Luther King. At least the black folks were. And all the white people were throwing it up for Robert E. Lee.
Well, I heard that.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, never has a loss been celebrated so much. I mean, I've said this over, never. I mean, has any other country celebrated their losses like we celebrate the Civil War loss in the South? I mean, you don't never hear about the French, like, celebrating Napoleon losing in Waterloo. That's just not a holiday there. They nothing is a tax.
No reenactments, no nothing. They just
look at that. The Germans ain't celebrating the loss in World War II. They ain't like, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You know us. We'll look for any reason to celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I guess it's just a Southern tradition. Like, you know what? This is IL, and we gonna hold on to it. Just holding, taking that L to heart.
I mean, you might as well. It's your L. It's yours. It belongs to you.
And breathe it, taste it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whew. That's the most. I mean, the Civil War reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
Loving that L.
Keep going.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been in the South, there's an inordinate amount of rebel flags just hanging out the windows. Like, we remember. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you
bumper stickers always.
Right.
Everything. You know, you preach it to the choir. I think it all.
Yeah. I mean, remember, we had a show, The Dukes of Hazzard. That car with the rebel flag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah!
Yeah, that was my show.
Yeah.
I love that damn show.
Oh, no. I mean, as Everlast once said,
famously, "Fuck the Dukes because I like Boss Hog." And speaking of Boss Hog, at Kentucky, we gonna end on this. Kentucky has they have a state senator that wants to make sure that transgender students are only allowed to use bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond with their biological sex. So, C.B. Embry filed a piece of legislation that would force schools to provide separate private areas designated for use by students based on their biological sex.
Awkward.
Yeah, I'm like, I think they call that the boys and the girls bathroom.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they called it when I was in school. I know times are changing, but.
Yeah, I mean, he had to put out a bill that said, yeah, they need to have a place where students could be in a state of undress.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna be scarred for life. You trying to scar someone else's kid for life, but
because right. I'm like, well, I mean, but you know, they have that this whole transgender dilemma thing that they put out there. I mean, it's not really. I remember we just had the retarded kid that would follow everybody in the bathroom. When you use the bathroom, he would stare at your stuff.
Mm.
Come on, Gary. Come on. Stop it.
Damn.
Hey, that's what he did. We would just hold it or go in the bushes. Because if he was in the bathroom with you, he was just like right there. It's like, come on, man. And you can't punch the retarded guy. So, or let me change that. Mentally disabled.
Thank you, because you said retarded about 5 times.
I know, the mentally disabled. You couldn't punch the mentally disabled, so it was kind of awkward. You're like using the bathroom, he just right there just staring at you, hands on his hips like, yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so
that's gross.
That's what's happening in Kentucky. Huh? And, you know, supposedly it's going to be a $2,500 fine for the school for every instance that he or she has encountered a person of the opposite sex while accessing a school restroom, locker room, or shower room designated for use by the biological sex of the aggrieved student.
Yeah, they better add some more shit to that, because not making a whole lot of sense. They play too much.
Oh, they not playing.
No, they playing. They playing with a lot of shit.
They're very serious.
But this is a.
Yeah, boys and girls bathroom, boys and girls locker room.
Yeah, now they want their own shit. But if you agreeing with, if you're a boy but you identifying with the woman, why you got a problem using the women's restroom?
Well, no. The point is they want them to use the men's restroom, which they already do. I mean, I go 24-hour fitness. And it's a bunch of dudes that's just hanging out the shower, balls just hanging out because they just bent over. They don't want to be in the shower area. They just, anyway.
They just want to be seen naked.
See me, curtain pulled back. Look at me. Now, if I was going to go on a rampage, it would be in a 24-hour fitness locker room.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, that's why I switched to, what you call it, to Planet Fitness.
Okay. On that note, for Miss Drama, I'm just going to have to end her. This has been another Smooth Drama Experience. We out.
Bye.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.